Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format. And now, Get Abstract presents The Happiness Hypothesis, Finding Modern Truth in Ancient Wisdom by social psychologist Jonathan Haidt. The book was published by Basic Books. In this abstract, you will learn how humans make decisions, why change is so hard, what elements shape human happiness, and what techniques you can use to feel happier. Bits of wisdom fly at us constantly from fortune cookies and the like. Perhaps because of this, you only rarely stop to savor a great idea and make it your own. Jonathan Haidt provides a remedy to modern habits of superficial thinking with his accessible update on 10 great ancient philosophical themes, examined within a scientific framework of positive psychology. Clearly, the questions of the ages are still worth kicking around. Get Abstract recommends this book to those who want to know why change is so difficult and happiness is so elusive. It will give you plenty to think about and possibly change your life. At the least, it will point you in a positive direction. And now, the summary.
The Divided Self. Small Rider, Large Elephant. Before Freud, both Plato and Buddha described the divided self. To Plato, the psyche was a charioteer, our reason guiding the wild horses of our passions. Freud's update depicted ego as a carriage driver, id as the wild beast pulling the carriage, and the superego as the driver's father who tells him what he's doing wrong. Perhaps Buddha's simple metaphor of the split mind as a rational rider atop an irrational elephant is the most useful. Reason, the rider is a controlled process. Automatic processes, or the elephant, are responsible for most physical, emotional, and mental functions. Mental intrusions are a byproduct of automatic processes. So much of what pops into our heads at inopportune moments is sexual or aggressive. Therefore, Freud concluded that our unconscious is dark and menacing. Recent research has a more innocent explanation. Automatic processes issue these mental intrusions all the time, but the ones that stick into our minds are the ones we find most shocking. These thoughts do not necessarily indicate unconscious truths. Reasoning does not cause behavior. Moral arguments, like aesthetic preferences, are rooted in strong feelings. Skillful refutation rarely changes someone's mind, because in these matters, the elephant rules. The rider who offers advice or alternatives, or argues against desire, can influence behavior. However, any progress must be made by the elephant. Genes play a large role in determining if your disposition is happy or prone to depression. This is your basic, habitual, affective style. Adjusting it can be a good start to elevating your level of happiness. You can reshape your behavior gradually with meditation, cognitive therapy, or antidepressants. You can also try to let go of thoughts and desires that generate unhappiness. Meditation helps tame the elephant and train the mind to focus. It particularly helps quell persistent anger, fear, and depression. Changing your mind. Aaron Beck developed a very effective cognitive therapy to combat depression, anxiety, and negative mental habits. People tell themselves stories. Beck says the stories of depressed people magnify and personalize setbacks in a way that perpetuates depression. Cognitive therapy emphasizes awareness and the modification of your internal dialogue to be more positive. With it, you literally change your mind to reap the benefits of a more positive outlook. For some, medication is a necessary shortcut to reframing the world in a positive light. Reciprocity with a vengeance. Language may have evolved to allow people to share social information. This sharing sometimes takes the form of gossip. Gossip sparks a tit-for-tat reflex. If someone passes on good gossip, you feel pressured to reciprocate. Human beings are social creatures, and reciprocity is part of the glue that binds people together. Tit for tat is a strategy for cooperating. Several studies show that people will act selfishly and greedily when there is no consequence. For most, the appearance of fairness suffices, true or not. It is all too human to be aware of others' shortcomings while failing to see your own. Extend that tendency to a group, and it's easy to see why social harmony is so elusive. Threatening an individual's self-esteem can lead to violence and cruelty. Similarly, group idealism that promotes moral superiority breeds many of the world's atrocities. The faults of others. Judgmentalism leads to conflict, anger, and pain, yet it is the mind's prevailing characteristic, with the elephant constantly evaluating likes and dislikes. You cannot resolve to be less judgmental, but with meditation or cognitive therapy, you can gradually tame your elephant to be less so. Cognitive therapy helps people recognize and modify distorted thoughts. The pursuit of happiness. Positive psychology's happiness formula states that happiness is the sum of one's genetic happiness set point, life conditions, and voluntary activities. Other factors for happiness include strong interpersonal bonds and a religious or spiritual affiliation of some sort, even if it is simply a sense of wonder about nature. People feel pleasure with each step towards meeting a goal. Yet, once the objective is achieved, it is human nature to set new goals quickly. Happiness following accomplishment is sweet but short-lived. At some point, people become accustomed to change, no matter how great, and revert to their habitual affective personality style. While you work to adjust your happiness set point, you can also shape some external factors to influence your happiness level. For instance, reduce noise in your environment. Lessen any sense of shame. Build relationships. Improve your control over stress-causing conditions. Some factors that influence your happiness cannot be changed, such as gender, age, and race. Other things that you could change usually remain stable for many years, for example, marital status or career. Voluntary activities like learning a new skill or going on vacation provide the sense of change and progress needed to sustain happiness. Humans engage with life by working toward goals. People need to make things happen. Positive psychologists say that the pleasurable feeling of flow comes when you immerse yourself in a challenge that matches your abilities. In the experience of flow, elephant and rider are in perfect accord. Pleasures are fleeting. By contrast, lasting gratification comes through mastery and progress. People with more self-direction or with work that is in harmony with their strengths derive more pleasure from their work. Love and attachments. People are social creatures and need personal connections to feel happy. The parent-child attachment style sets the pattern for adult emotional attachments. Understanding your emotional patterns can help you influence them. Random acts of kindness can improve your positive feelings. Using your strengths to improve your relationships and express gratitude has a constructive influence on your happiness set point. The uses of adversity. Trying to make sense of tragedy is human. Unconsciously, people believe in reciprocity and therefore want to believe that tragedy befalls those who somehow had it coming. Experience says differently. This need to wring sense from a situation can lead to wrong conclusions, but it is how humans synthesize trauma. Common wisdom says adversity teaches resilience, but those who have optimistic tendencies are likelier to benefit. Optimists generally rise to the challenge of severe stress by marshaling hidden resources. People need to try to make sense of pain and suffering. Writing, putting the causes and consequences of traumatic events into words, can help you discern what the event means to you. Often, a spiritual outlook helps reframe trauma into a meaningful experience that holds the seeds of healing. The felicity of virtue. The virtue hypothesis claims that living a virtuous life makes you happier. All the greats believed it, Epicurus, Buddha, Ben Franklin, even Machiavelli, though he would argue that the appearance of virtue is enough. Sages imparted ancient wisdom with an emotional component, using stories and heroes to appeal directly to the elephant. But there is no shortcut. Building virtue requires patient, diligent practice over time. Science would like to boil the concept of right living down to one universal principle. The resultant generalizations have helped develop marvelous societal rules that respect individuals, encourage good character traits, and benefit the greatest number of people. However, unfortunate collateral developments include reframing morality questions as inquiries into right action in the face of moral dilemmas, rather than focusing on virtuous character traits. This change from character ethics to quandary ethics limits and weakens the idea of morality. Rather than seeking virtue in all you do, virtue becomes a situational attribute. Sociologist James Hunter traces the moral change in society from a culture that respected producer virtues of self-restraint, hard work, and sacrifice for the future of the common good to a mass consumption culture geared to individual fulfillment. The concept of character and its virtues has been replaced by the notion of personality with no moral resonance. Most Americans support demographic diversity, but not moral diversity. A harmonious society of social and moral coherence comes from emphasizing common values. Divinity with or without God. The idea of divinity persists through all cultures and history. It provides depth and elevates the human spirit. Spiritual or peak experiences minimize the self, thus increasing transcendent feelings of connection and awe. But since humans are biologically wired for success and not necessarily for happiness, the chattering self often blocks this elevating experience. Cultivating spirituality requires discipline, which the self does not like. Happiness comes from between. Happiness is a product of the right conditions. People simultaneously exist as individuals, as members of social groups, and as spiritual beings. Happiness comes from a sense of harmony and coherence among these levels. Understanding yourself in all these contexts will give you insight into how people find and express their purpose in life and will help you realize what it takes to be happy.
You've been listening to a business book summary from Get Abstract. To download the print version of this summary or other audio summaries, go to our website at getabstract.com. There you will find thousands of summaries of the best business books ever published. And thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries.